nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
Do you know how to relocate your taskbar? For that matter, do you know what your taskbar is?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what is the taskbar?
That's that little blue strip at the bottom of Windows XP. Do you know what happens when you control left click? Do you know about the hacking scenario that was uncovered with Sony music CDs? Well, all that and more is available to you absolutely free, including my weekly advice column and our Geek Speak of the Week and all this fun stuff in our weekly newsletter that kind of just delivers it right to you, no charge.
And the amazing headline, the WWW turns 15.
The Weird Wide Web?
Something like that. The W-dub?
Dub-dub.
Whatever.
All right, so let's go back to the phones. Walter has a situation that I think some others might have experienced. Walter, you have a computer you haven't used for a while.
Correct.
You turned it on, and somebody's trying to help you with something, right?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I get a message, a little blurb coming up to say, your registry's got problems, you need to see about fixing it, and a little thing comes up saying...
Go to this website.
Yes, www.reg.
Yeah, and that, well, don't give out the website, because we don't want to give them a free publicity.
Sure.
And you click on the link, and it's supposed to take you there, and I'll bet somewhere along the line it's going for $29.95, we can take you all, to get you all taken care of.
I didn't go to the link, I just hit the X out.
You are a good man. Because what that is an ad that was it's bought to you by, made possible by, something called Adware, or it could be more insidious. It could be a Trojan or a worm or a virus or any number of things. But it is malicious software that has made its way into your computer.
Which operating system did you say you're running?
I'm running XP Home Edition.
Windows XP Home. There's another possibility if you're not really up to date on stuff, and by really up to date I'd mean if you haven't done updates like in a year. There's a service that in Windows used to be a kind of default turned on that you'd want to turn off.
Okay.
It's called the Messenger service. And you'd go into your control panel in the administrative tools section, and then services, and you'd find one called Messenger, and you'd change that from automatic to disabled.
We actually have the step by step on the free help section of our website, but let me ask you, this ad that comes up, does it have pictures and things, or is it all text?
It's all text.
It's just pure text.
Yes.
Then it's very possible. Now, have you been doing your Windows updates regularly on this thing, or it's been a long time?
It has been a long time. As I said, it's been about seven months or so since I've actually used it. And I only used it once, just to get set up the internet and so forth, that's it.
That could very well be what's going on. So if you go to our free help section and put in the search engine just the word Messenger.
Okay.
Okay, just put that word in. You'll see a bunch of stuff come up.
Okay.
And one of them, and I'll double check it while I'm telling you to do this.
Yeah, I was just going to say, maybe we should be checking this. If you put in the word Messenger, what happens here? Stand by.
Yeah, and I'll tell you exactly which one it is, or at least we'll tell you after.
How do I get rid of, actually, it's the first one that'll come up. How do I get rid of the Windows Messenger on Windows XP? The right thing. How do I disable the Messenger function? What is Windows Messenger? What is the Messenger service? How's that one?
Yeah, that's the one. It's a Messenger service. Because there's also... So it'll be like the sixth one that says, what is Messenger service?
That's the one you want, and it gives you removal instructions right in there.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, what they figured out... See, that's actually designed for... Like, if you're part of a corporate network, the guy that... You know, the alpha geek, the guy that tries to rule your world, he can actually send a message out to everybody on the network saying, okay, I'm bringing the server down in 20 minutes or, you know, whatever. It's just a way for him to communicate with all the people on his network, and it's designed to be an internal network tool.
Okay.
Well, these tools out there on the internet figured out that you can use special ways to get through the internet to use that on your individual machine to make it look like somebody's trying to help you or an ad or whatever. Okay. The first one that came out really was that thing would pop up and tell you how to get a new college degree.
Now, Walter, this kind of, because this is happening on your machine, after you go and disable this, the next thing you're going to want to do is make sure, of course, to get Windows up to date, but you're going to want to get some kind of firewall, because if you had a firewall, this wouldn't be able to happen either. So this is kind of, to me, you're probably, I'm guessing, you're disconnected straight into the internet through some kind of connection, you don't have any firewall, and that's something very important to get in place.
Is it a high speed or dial-up, or what is it?
It's just dial-up.
Dial-up, okay. When you go to update your Windows operating system, the service pack that gets downloaded will also include a firewall.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a bunch of different things that updating your computer will take care of. And it'll actually probably turn off this messenger service as well, just because...
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to go through the manual process we were recommending.
Okay.
You can just go do the Windows update and all of those things, because there's about 1,200 other things that you're susceptible to right now.
Okay.
And if it's been 7 or 8 months since you've done this and you're on a dial-up,
yeah,
expect that when you start to do this process, go to sleep and wake up in the morning to finish.
Or, okay. Or if you've got a good friend that has high-speed internet, do yourself a favor. Bake some cookies, grab a six-pack of their favorite beverage, convince them to allow you to put your machine on their high-speed network so that it won't take you 14 days to get this done.
Okay.
Make sense?
Very good. Thank
good
you.
Luck, Walter.
I appreciate it.
You betcha. Hey, folks, if you haven't done all of the – if you haven't checked to see if you have all the latest security updates, that's – especially if you've had a machine that's been turned off for a long time, that should be job number one, and it should be done behind a piece of hardware known as a router, which acts as like a hardware bouncer to keep the bad guys out while you're updating your vulnerable operating system.
If nothing else, at least some kind of firewall. Either the one that's built into Windows, if you have Windows XP Service Pack 2, does a great job. If you want to go beyond that, there's some stuff that we can recommend to you. There's some free stuff. And if you go to our website, datadoctors.com, look for the approved software, big, huge picture on the right-hand side. You can see what our recommendations for various things are right there.
And in light of the fact that many of you will be buying new computers for the holiday season, next week's show is going to concentrate on some things that you're probably not thinking of when it comes to buying a new computer, like, did you know that computer's been sitting in a box long enough that it's actually not secure? We're going to tell you how and why and what you can do about it so that you can be a good informed consumer, so you don't have this wonderful idea of getting a new gift for somebody, and the minute they get onto the internet, they're getting attacked.
You definitely want to pay attention to that show, because if you don't,
it's a good one.
Your first 30 seconds on the internet could be a very bad 30 seconds.
Especially on a high-speed connection. So that's coming up next week. We got time or no?
We got time.
Who are we going to talk to now? Who are you going to call?
It says Herc, but we might be messing that up, so help us out.
That's right.
Herc, like in Hercules?
Yes, sir.
Is that really your name?
Yes, it is.
Hercules is, or Herc is?
No, Hercules is my name,
really?
And I go by Herc. Yes,
that's
sir.
Cool.
That's excellent.
Your parents are cool.
Well, it's cultural.
I guess it would be. That's, but, I mean, you know, growing up, I mean, that had to be cool. Let's pick sides. Who's okay, I get to pick first. I want Hercules.
I mean, he said Hercules. You said it's cultural. Is that a Greek thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Check out the brain on Brandon. All right, so you've got a issue with the access?
Actually, here's the problem. I'm having trouble getting up to my Hotmail account. I have a local ISP dependent at some local outfit. It's been real dependable for quite a few years.
Okay.
And a dial-up provider.
All right.
And I use my Explorer that would normally take me up to my Hotmail account.
Right.
Well, I've been having a problem, and it goes into a series of efforts to try and reach Hotmail.
Okay.
But it just continues to say opening page, and then you can see the tag ending changing, like it's going to several different sites to try and open it up. It says, you know, hotmailmsn.com, /CGI bin.
Are you having Fox. Okay, are you having problems getting to any other websites, or is it just Hotmail?
Just Hotmail.
Okay.
I can get to other websites using the Explorer link without problems. It's strictly my Hotmail.
Well, there's a whole host of possibilities, unfortunately. Something could have gotten into your system and infected your browser that doesn't allow it to resolve this particular address, which is real odd that it's just this one.
Usually,
right.
What you're talking about when you go to hotmail.com and then you try to log in and you say it's all these different addresses are popping, and that's called redirections, and that's fairly common, especially with web-based mail systems, that there's 50 million people using Hotmail, and they can't all be on the same server, so it's out there bouncing you onto a server that has the least traffic or that serves whatever, however they work that out, that it splits people up. So that's probably what's happening, but for whatever reason, that's not completing the task, and that's fairly unusual.
Have you tried to go to MSN.com and then click on the Hotmail link?
To MSN.com and go to the Hotmail link, yes. I've tried that route as well.
Okay, are you able to get to MSN?
Yes.
But you can't get to Hotmail.
Exactly. Okay, I can get... In fact, I made MSN my
your default, star page. Okay.
Homepage.
Well, there's a couple other simple things that we haven't covered yet that you might try. I don't know if you've done this yet, but if you go to the Tools and then Internet Options on your browser,
okay,
you can tell it to delete the files. If your browser temporary Internet Files section of the drive, there's a specific amount of space set aside in your computer, and if you max that out, then it'll start causing weird things to happen like this. So by deleting the files, you'll clear up that space.
The other thing you might try is there's some different buttons on the different tabs that say reset or defaults.
Okay.
You might want to try setting Internet Explorer back to its default security settings because perhaps something got cranked up a little too high.
Explorer default security setting. Okay.
Well, hang on. Yeah, first do the Tools, Internet Options.
I'm in there now.
Okay, and then delete the files in the temporary Internet Files section.
And that may take a good 5-10 minutes.
Delete files.
Okay. That may take quite a while, especially if you haven't done this in a long time.
Okay.
Okay. So then, after you've tried that, then go back and close your browser.
Okay.
So that there are no versions of the browser open, and then open it back up and try it again. And if that doesn't work, the next tab over in the Internet Options is Security.
Okay.
And you'd want to click on the Internet Zone and just say Reset to Defaults or something along those lines. And then there's
Security, Reset. Okay.
And then there's also probably an advanced tab, and you can reset there.
Advanced tab, and just reset the default. Okay.
Yes. And then, again, you're going to, after you've done those things, click OK, close Internet Explorer, reopen it, and try again. So what we're doing is just basically flushing the toilet, so to speak.
And jiggling the handle.
All right.
Wrong sound file. And then, of course, after that, we're resetting all the security defaults back to their default settings, which for the first couple times you surf after that, it's going to be a little bit annoying because it's going to pop up saying, hey, don't forget when you submit information, it might be dangerous, and you have to check the box. It's like a new computer's setup there, but that at least gets you back to a default level so that if any of those things are having an effect, you wipe them out.
That's most likely what it is. The other thing you can do, it's not really fixing anything, it's a workaround, which we don't like, but because really we want to fix the problem, but you can go to Firefox and download, the Firefox browser. You'd have a separate browser, then try it, and if it works, then you know for sure the problem is with the Internet Explorer. There's a setting or something's gotten in there.
Okay, and the weird thing is I actually got so frustrated I created a new user, and for some reason the new user is able to reach the Hotmail account.
Okay,
yeah.
Then it's probably the temporary Internet files is probably where the problem is.
Either that or the security settings, but those steps we gave you should solve that problem if it's either of those. So.
Yeah, that helps.
Hey, thanks for your help.
All right, Mr. Hercules.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. I think that would have been really cool to grow up as being Hercules.
I think so.
Hello, hi. My name is Hercules.
I'm sure. I mean, everybody gets teased, and I'm sure he has all kinds of stories. Yeah. So, maybe it wasn't so cool, but it seems like
it's
would
like
be.
Today, if your parents named you Arnold or the Governator.
The Governator. That's what your first name would be. The Governator.
Yeah,
all that's your first name.
The Governator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell you what, we've got a break to take.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we've got Bill, who's got all kinds of questions about things, and we got a line open, just one, for just you. You ready to dial 602-277-5827?
Hey, by the way, when we come back, we are remiss. We must talk about Veterans Day.
We must.
We must. We'll be back right after this.
It's more than shock and awe.